Our sermon text for this Christmas morning is recorded in St. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Dear friends in Christ, we wish you a blessed and merry Christmas once again this morning. And may Christ the Savior continue to be born in your heart and soul. May he continue to dwell in you and bring to you that peace that can only come from knowing that he is our complete Savior. Isn't it interesting that God chose the most humble circumstances for his Son to be born? His Son, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, because who would have chosen Bethlehem as the place of the birth of this King? Why not Jerusalem, where all the great religious and political leaders were living? The quote, important people. And there's not even any room for Jesus in the small town of Bethlehem. For the one who created everything, there doesn't seem to be enough room for him. No room for them in the inn. And who would have chosen Mary to be the mother of the Son of God when, in her own words, she was a lowly servant girl? And who would have chosen the shepherds, lowly shepherds, to be visited by angels from heaven? The first to hear the good news. They weren't high class. They were not royalty. Yet God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and things which are despised has God chosen, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Like the shepherds, I'm guessing that none of us here are rich or famous either. And chances are, we'll never be. But dear friends in Christ, God has called us like the shepherds and like Mary and Joseph, called us by the gospel, by his Spirit, to receive the greatest news of all, to receive eternal life. Fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The good news of salvation is meant for all. All means all. And since Christ had that perfect birth without sin for all, must we not conclude that it is for you and for me to cover all our sin and to make us perfectly fit for eternal life with God? For he now sees us in the perfect life of his Son, accomplishing everything needful for us to be saved. And he says, simply believe, and thou shalt be saved. Not as though we have to now do some extra special good work, as if our believing is now some extra special good work we must work out on our own efforts. He says, simply believe, meaning he has accomplished everything needful for us to be saved. He even gives us the true faith by His Spirit. Sometimes we might get to thinking, well, I don't know enough. Or I have some doubts about some of these things. But God's Word is clear. Unto you is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. We might not have everything sorted out yet. We might not have a perfect understanding of everything. But did the disciples? Seems like every time they spoke something when Christ was teaching them, they had something confused. But by God's Spirit, we can understand this. Unto you is born a Savior, and He is everything that we need to be saved. May He then continue to send us His Spirit to strengthen us and comfort us. All things needful for us to be saved is complete. Unto you is born a Savior. May we all then have a very Merry Christmas, knowing this and believing it. Jesus is our complete Savior. In His name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.